Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called The Power Half Hour. In a few seconds' time, we are joined by Ronald Evergy for the verbal fitness sessions, where he'll take us through a quick workout and maybe one or two questions we can ask him as well. At about 1:45, inshallah, we're crossing over live to Saudi Arabia and we're speaking to dentist Hawa Bibi, who is in the Holy Lands, getting prepared to for her Hajj. And she's got lots and lots of info for us, inshallah, that she'll share with us from about 1:45 onwards on her trip thus far. So it's time to join or welcome Ronald to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ronald.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Jazz, how are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. How are you, my man?
Well, thank you, my brother. Well, thank you. Alhamdulillah.
All right. Shukr. Alhamdulillah. Okay, we're a bit short on time, so I think we can head straight into that workout, Ronald.
Yeah. Let's go for it. Time to waste. Health is wealth. So wherever you are, what I want you to do is, I want you to just stand up. And I want you now then, from that position, to imagine that you're skipping, okay? But while you're skipping, you're crossing your hands over your chest. So opposite hand onto opposite shoulder. So you're basically doing imaginary skipping rope skippings, but you focusing on the foot movement. So by keeping your hands across the chest, you isolate the leg muscles a lot more. It increases the difficulty and balance, which means you also work additional muscle groups to strengthen. So all that I want you to do is do a double hop on the spot, like you're skipping with the skipping rope, with 2 feet up and down at the same time. Let's go for it. Bounce, 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 bounce. And you're on the balls of your feet, and you're imagining this rope going over your feet and over your head, under your feet and over your head at this rhythmic pace. So it's skip. Skip, 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 skip. All right? Once you've done that for 30 seconds, keeping the hands crossed, you're now going to be alternating your legs, almost like you're running on the spot. So you're not lifting your knees too high. It's a gentle tap, and go for it. Run, 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 run. Hands still crossed across the shoulder, and you're imagining the skipping rope going under your feet and over your head. And that helps give you your rhythm and your pace. So tap, 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 tap. Good. Now you bring the hands in, and from that position, I want you to stand still and only move the hands in small circular motions as fast as you can, as though you have a skipping rope in your hand. So keep going. What it does is it works your forearm, your shoulders, and your biceps and your triceps.
Okay.
30 seconds. Now go bigger circles for 30 seconds, isolating the shoulder muscle. Keep it going. And this time, keep the hands going as wide as you can, and then get the legs to almost run on the spot. Go, go, go! Fast skips, fast skips. That's it. 10, 9, 8, keep skipping. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, relax it down. And we're not done yet. Here's what I want you now to do.
Okay.
We're going to do a squat facing forward.
Okay.
So you're going to squat on down. Do a little bit of a jump to turn to your right. You may imagine you're in a compass, north, east, south, and west. You're going to face east, do a squat, jump around. Do a squat, jump around. Jump around. And doing that 10 circular
motions. Ronald, just move around if you can there. We're losing you. You're still not there. Hop around a bit to the side of where you are now.
I am hopping from north to south to east and to west. Is that better for you?
Now we can hear you lekker, yeah.
All right, so great. So you're going to squat north, jump face east, jump face south, squat, jump face west, and squat. Repeat that as you can, okay? 10 repetitions the one way, 10 repetitions the other way, and the final exercise is on the spot. Right leg goes back into a lunge position where your knees at 90 degrees. And you're going to pulsate, so you're going to literally go at a very small range of motion. 5 centimeters up, 5 centimeters down, bending both knees for 30 seconds. Switch legs, and again, right leg in front, left leg back. Bend both knees at 90 degrees and pulsate up and down for another 30 seconds. Repeat the entire sequence 2 more times, and you've squeezed in a quick 12-minute workout.
Good stuff there, Ronald. Jazakallah khair for that, and... let's take this one question that is coming from a listener, and then inshallah we'll pick it up again tomorrow. The question goes, my husband wants to give up smoking. He has now got a vape. I'm against it. What should he be doing? Should he continue with the vape?
Oh, man, giving up smoking is the best thing one can do for your health, What becomes addictive is, one is smoking is a habit. So you find it, you know, people start up at a very young age and it becomes habitual when you're stressed, when you're in a social gathering, etc. So you've got to break that habit, number one. Number two is your body becomes very addicted to the nicotine. And the nicotine thereof is an addictive substance, so you keep on craving it and your body thinks it keeps on needing it. And number three is the damage you're doing from inhaling all those chemicals and toxins is doing a lot of damage to your overall health, increasing your risk of cancers, obesity, and heart disease, and hypertension. So when people go into the vape, there's not enough research put into the vape yet to justify that it is healthier for you. You are still inhaling chemicals because it's an electrical stimulation of that of the vaporizer. So you're still inhaling it even though you're smoking out the smoke. But what does it boil down to? You are basically enabling a habit. The reality is this, vape or not, there are still chemicals you're introducing into your system. It's a tad bit healthier than a traditional cigarette, but it is still unhealthy for you. Here's the thing, Brother Jazz. Stop smoking, period. You shouldn't have started in the first place. Stop your kids from smoking hubbly. And if your excuse is a vape, that means you're spending thousands of rands for something that is still harmful to your body. So at the end of the day, quit while you're ahead and look after your health. Because if you care for your body and you care for this body that Allah has given us and your health associated with it, then why do you want to fill it with toxins? That is a question I ask people out there, whether it be sugar, cigarette smoke, or anything else of the sort, even junk food.
All right, cool. Jazakallah khair for answering that question, Ronald. We'll pick it up, inshallah, tomorrow once again on the Verbal Fitness Sessions here on Radio Islam. We thank you for your time. Have yourself a wonderful day, bro.
And to you too, my brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, in the next few moments, we'll be crossing over live to Saudi Arabia and be joined by dentist Hawa Bibi. And yeah, she'll be giving us some insight into her adventures thus far. Stay tuned to The Power Half Hour. Indeed, you're listening to The Power Half Hour. We're crossing over live now to Saudi Arabia, speaking to dentist Hawa Bibi. She's speaking to us from the Holy Lands at this very moment. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hawa?
Wa alaikum salam, Ijaz. And to all the listeners and all my friends and all my family, The last time I spoke to you, Itaz, I was your landlady and aunt, and today I am Hatiani on the line.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, the reference there to the drama series. Yes.
Yes.
Now, Hawa, how was your days thus far?
Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. It's my turn to ask you, Itaz, where in the world am I?
Yeah, so let's
explain. This place is considered to be a part of Jannah.
Okay.
More than 70 Sahaba are buried here, including the beloved uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu.
Okay.
A musk smell emanates from the cemetery up to today. And it has a cave and remains of a masjid where Salah was read during the battle in 388.
Okay.
And the last one, a Google view of this place shows the design of Muhammad. Where am I, Itaz?
I would say, with those clues that you gave, that you are in Uhud.
Yes, you're right. I'm sending you a cooler bag.
Yeah, you better fill it with kajur and all lekker stuff from the kingdom.
I wanted to bring zamzam, but petrol is cheaper.
You, okay.
I am right here at Mount Uhud, and what amazes me most is the potent musk smell and the rock that settled down. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the mountain, to the moving mountain, he said, "Oh, Uhud, be still," and the rock came to a standstill. Then there's also this marketplace where the poor Bedouins, with a pure Arabic dialect, they have lots of stores and they have lots to sell. But what attracted our whole group was to a plant called Nabi Bhuti. And this was to make a woman more fertile. And our whole group just flocked to buy that because everybody knew somebody that needed it.
Right.
And in the cave in the mountain is where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he entered when he was distressed and panicked about the condition of the Muslims in the battle. And he put his Mubarak head in a crevice in the cave and made dua with desperation. So that is what we saw at Uhud.
Okay, now, Masjid Nabawi is the focal point of Medina. Which other places did you visit, Hawa?
See, I know the people are expecting me to say I've been shopping, but no, I've been to Masjid Sajda. This is where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a very long sajda to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Then we went to Masjid Ijaba. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made three duas. The first two were accepted. That was for famine and drought and for drowning. And the third one was not accepted, and that is so evident today. The dua for unity in the ummah. Then we did a bit of masjid hopping. We did Masjid Bilal, Masjid Usman, Masjid Abu Bakr, Masjid Ali, Masjid Shaykin. And this one masjid where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he read the Eid Salah, and the clouds would gather there to give him shade. And this masjid was Masjid Ghamama. Then we went past the date market as well as the Sharia court of Medina. And all the time it runs in my mind that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was right here.
Yes.
He also rested at a masjid called Masjid Istiraha. Mm-hmm. And Itaz, you know, even though the Masjid Nabawi was all its splendor and grandeur and very ornate gold and marble, I keep taking my mind back to the Masjid Nabawi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time, where there was desert sand and camels and palm trees and the pigeons and his minbar and the little room of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha and the Ashabu Sufa. So that is what I keep thinking of when I go through the streets of Medina.
How long was your tour around Medina?
We had a long tour. It's about 3 hours. As we were fortunate enough, our driver was very patient.
Yeah.
And he took us to more places than I think that people usually go.
Nice.
And while we drove through the streets of Medina, I concentrated thought of the nazm, Medina to Nabi. You know the one, the city of Medina is home to me.
Okay. I think we don't have that one on our system, but I'll get Ziad to play Tala al-Badru, inshallah.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. I wish we could play that nizam for a lot longer, but we've got lots to discuss with Hawa and very little time. Well, what is the condition of the city? What does it look like now? You know, many people haven't been for a long time. Maybe you can paint a picture for them.
See, the city has lots of old buildings and dilapidated buildings and the broken down cars. But I noticed predominantly American models and Toyota and Hyundai and Kia.
Yeah, yeah.
And unfortunately, I was looking for a Volkswagen Beetle. You know, my brother has a collection of 10.
Yeah.
I think when you fly past his house, you see them all on display. I was hoping to take one back for him as a gift.
Yeah, it don't fit in your bag, though.
I think the Germans are not as popular here as the Jews, so I didn't find one.
And, you know, Islamic history is so rich in Medina. Did you see any places for health and shifa?
Gee, most unbelievable places. There was this one place, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Allah to give Medina double the barakah of Mecca. So we went to this place called Khake Shifa. Where Sahabi broke his ankle and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took sand and healed it.
Yes.
Then we also went to the well where Nabi Akareem drank from this well. And one of the ladies in our group, she testified that her child had eczema, very severe eczema. Her baby had, just a baby. And they used this water to rub on the whole body. And alhamdulillah, the skin is now beautiful.
Hmm.
Then we also drove past the fort. That is where the Nazim was saying, the fort where the Ansars lived on the outskirts of Medina.
Right.
And as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he made hijrah, and as he entered, and they sang that Nazim.
Hmm. Now, how have you been to many places? Any ones that you've left out here?
Think Masjid Quba. This is the first Masjid Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam built when he entered Medina.
Mm-hmm.
He built it with his own hands, and from that we learned that when we settle in a place, we should first establish a place for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And this reminds me of the 15th Street Masjid and the 21st Street Masjid in Sitas, and the Kirk Street, Nagar Street, Newtown Masjid. These masjids were built when our forefathers settled here. And we should remember to send Isale Sawab for them.
Yes. And you've visited many places. I can see why it was 3 hours long, Hawa.
See, there was lots of places. But another very fascinating one is, you know the story of Salman Farsi?
Yes.
He was a Persian. He had the idea of the trench.
Of course.
And he fought in the Battle of Khandaq. He wanted freedom from his owner. And the owner promised him that he would get his freedom if the seeds that he planted bore fruit. And subhanAllah, the very next day, the seedlings were bearing fruit. And Salman Farsi was a free man. So the next time you're going to read bedtime stories to Tasfia and Zahra and Sayan, remember the Salman Farsi and the luscious date plantation, and don't say Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah, and alhamdulillah, they managed to go to those very places the last time we went a few months ago, alhamdulillah, and it's always very fresh in their memories. Now, what did the date plantations look like, Hawa?
Each country reminded me of the verse 34 in Surah Yasin. Allah says, and we have placed gardens of date palms and grapes and caused springs to gush forth therein. I love this ayah because it is so descriptive, and the image of trees and fruit and water, it conjures up in the mind something healthy, green, beautiful. It also reminds me of a hadith. In one hadith, it's narrated that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, which tree is like a human, then he replied, the date tree. Because this is because every part of the date tree is beneficial, like the leaves, they form like fibers for shelter. And then you get the trunks. You get firewood and furniture and mats, and then the dates are for shifa and for eating. So every human being should be of benefit to other human beings, and that is why he made that comparison.
Jazakallah for that, Mu'allima Hawa, with those references. What do you leave Medina with?
I leave Medina with tears and sadness, Ijaz. You know, every time we read Durood, the angels carry our Durood first up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who then directs it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for these days, all our Durood were being heard directly. And also, I kept telling myself, we don't go to masjid in South Africa. The ladies don't go. But I made a point of reading all the Janazalaya. And with all due respect to the marhum, I kept telling myself, excuse the pun, Ijaz, this could have been us. You get that, Ijaz?
Yes, of course. I see what you did.
Okay, I also learned tolerance in the masjid. You know, the way the pushing of the road of Fadak, and this reminded me of my mother. You know, on her last visit, she came, and she was very disturbed with the way the women were pushing in the road of Mubarak. And on one occasion, we met Maulana Haider of Radio Islam. And my mother reveres Radio Islam. She's a 24/7 listener.
Yes.
And she said, Maulana Haider, can't Radio Islam do anything about the pushing in the Roda Mubarak? And I think Molana Haider had no answer for her.
Any final message, Shahwa, to your family, friends that are listening at this time?
Gee, I miss them all. I miss them very much. I'm on my way to Makkah, but after I complete my Umrah, I've got a patient waiting for me in Makkah. So you know how I love to work.
Yes.
I've got all my tools ready. But I miss my mother and my mother and my mother. Mm. And then Binti Nazia, Binti Nahira, Binti Fatima, Binti Hasina. Binti Nazia Khan. Oh, I think I'm getting emotional.
I can hear.
Afi Nazir and Afi Ukti Nazira. And my granddaughter Zaina Nabiha Mayra. And my grandsons, Muhammad Adam, Mayr and Hamad. And my aunt Judy Siad. Mom Sadia and Uncle Ibrahim. Aunt Mumtaz and Najibin. And the whole family, the whole Patel family. And this one auntie is waiting for her name because she claims to have the most rights over me. She's my neighbor, my family, and a believer. So Auntie Farida and Uncle Shabir. And Alhamdulillah, I miss everybody, but I'm in a better place than all of you.
100%. Jazakallah khair for that, Hawa. And remember us in your pious du'as, and listeners can look out for Hawa, who will be speaking to us from time to time, inshallah, on her journey of Hajj. Hawa, jazakallah khair for your time this afternoon.
It's a pleasure, Ishaz.
All the best, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was dentist Hawa Bibi, resident of Extension 9, letting us know about her adventures thus far in the Holy Lands. May Allah accept from her and make it easy for her and all the hujjaj who are out there at this time. Bringing us to the end of the program here on the Power Half Hour. Jazakallah khair for being with us for this half an hour. And we'll be back with you, inshallah, tomorrow, same time, with the Power Half Hour, the verbal fitness sessions, and of course, speaking to Life Coach Sumaya Kuvaria on some very beneficial stuff as well. So, from myself and Ziad for now, it's Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.